This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio. A Harvard Business School study found that about a quarter of all new businesses in the U.S. are started by immigrants. But starting a business is risky. As part of the statewide California Dream Project, David Wagner with KPCC went to L.A.'s Thai community to get a sense of entrepreneurship there.
Ira Rinsrirada sets up her booth at the East Hollywood Farmers Market. She tapes up a sign with the name she chose to describe her food, So Zap.
Thailand, it's like a zap. It's delicious, so delicious.
Her dad helps out, grinding fresh ingredients for a spicy and sweet papaya salad.
I'm trying to bring in Thai food that's authentic from my dad, my mom, from the beginnings of my family, making it that real way.
L.A. has the largest Thai population in the U.S., so she's betting a lot of people here crave the real thing. Soon, she'll move into a new food hall called the Thai Town Marketplace. Back in Thailand, she had a successful career in the makeup industry. Her original plan, breaking into Hollywood as a makeup artist for film and TV, didn't work out. So Zap is her plan B, but she says it beats working for someone else.
Being a business owner is better.
Harvard Business School professor Bill Kerr says that's a pretty common story for immigrants who become their own boss. Many struggle to transfer their degrees or skills into a new country.
They may find starting their own company to be the most attractive option.
Chancey Martorell is with LA's Thai Community Development Center, the nonprofit building this new $5 million food hall.
So Sap will have that stall.
Low-income immigrant entrepreneurs will be offered rent at about 30% below market for each stall. Martorell wants to preserve the cultural identity of this neighborhood.
Otherwise, you end up just seeing a community of chain stores that have no history in the community.
Back at the farmer's market, Ira Rinsrirada has big plans for SoZap. After testing out her business in the food hall, where rents are low, she wants to move into her own space.
We should open up more locations. Here, we should have some savings.
She says from this starting point, she can keep building her business. In Los Angeles, I'm David Wagner for Marketplace.